Protesters will be back on the streets in Hong Kong this weekend, continuing weeks of demonstrations over fears communist Beijing is squeezing Hong Kong's supposedly guaranteed freedoms. The demonstrators have tested police with creative and fluid tactics, one of which is the Lenin Wall. It's a wall where protest messages can be posted by citizens. In Hong Kong's case, it's spawned millions of post-it notes on multiple walls that defy policing efforts. As they internationalise their concerns, Hong Kong democracy supporters are this weekend opening a Lenin Wall in Melbourne. The Chinese-Australian political artist Ba Diu Cao lives in Melbourne. He has satirised the Hong Kong protests in images that some compare to the work of street artist Banksy. Ba Diu Cao joined me in the studio and I asked him first about that Lenin Wall.
I think Lenin Wall originated in Prague a long time ago. And it's kind of a original form of street art, but people are just, you know, graffiti on it to express their ideas on the society. And this form has been picked by the Hong Kong protesters since the 2014 Umbrella Movement. The way they're doing it is using sticky notes to simply just put them on the wall with whatever they want to write down about their, you know, fighting for the freedom or advocating for their rights. This form is also picked up recently for the newest Hong Kong's protest. It has been spread all over the city, not just within the downtown area. Now the Hong Kongers are going everywhere around the city to paste up those colorful sticky notes about their message in order to supporting their, you know, movement and demonstration. I want to bring this form to Melbourne and Hosie Lane as well.
You've been cartooning, drawing throughout these most recent protests. One of the most powerful images, one of the first images, I think, was the young woman meditating in front of a row of very intimidating police with riot shields. What is it in particular that you look for when you're looking for an iconic moment, an inspirational moment?
When we're talking about such a massive social demonstration, we're talking about 1 million, 2 million people. Sometimes we got lost in the numbers. And an image like that bring the audience back to an individual level. So we're talking about real young people are facing risk and danger to be, you know, brutally beaten by the police, or they could facing 10 years riot sentence. So that took extraordinary courage for a young girl to sitting right in front of tons of police. I think that image is powerful enough to symbolizing how the desperate situation for the young for Hong Kong, and how brave the Hong Kong citizen are trying to defend their city. I always cannot help reminding myself when I saw that image and comparing with the very famous image of the tank man. When we saw an ordinary guy who have the courage to stop a tank rolling on the street in Beijing in 1989, that was extraordinary. But I think this spirit is also carried on with the Hong Kong protest. And that's why when we see the shield go, it is still powerful. It's carrying the same spirit.
You had an art show cancelled in Hong Kong last year. It was a show that was, I think it's fair to say, skewering the tech firm giant in Google in part for their plan to build a censored search engine to operate in China. Why was that show cancelled, especially given Hong Kong's special status and the agreement that supposedly protects Hong Kong's freedoms?
I think my cancelled show almost become a perfect example to see the situation Hong Kong is facing now. Its special position is no longer special, and it becomes shadowing by mainland China more and more, which reflecting on its censorship and intolerance on art expression. So that is why my exhibition has been cancelled, because actually I received threat from China, from Shanghai police. They actually reached my family in China and threatening them and sending me a message that the show has to be cancelled. Otherwise, there'll be consequence for me and consequence for my family.
There's growing attention on China's human rights abuses, particularly against the Uyghur people of Xinjiang. I'm wondering how you see their fate, and noting that China says it's offering not abuse but education of those people and being inclusive of them into Chinese society. What do you think their fate is?
Quite frankly, I would say those camps and those policies against the Uyghur people and the minority in Xinjiang are cultural genocide. I don't really buy the theory or the propaganda that the Chinese government is calling them re-educational camp. They are detention camps. So I think the whole international society should really make it very clear to the Chinese government that this is not acceptable. And this is clearly a huge risk on humanity is happening in China.
Is Australia doing enough to make that clear, do you think?
I don't think so, unfortunately. I think Australia could do more, challenge the Chinese government more directly. I know sometimes countries got caught into economic interest and put that in front of the human rights, but I think that is totally wrong. In the long term, by defending human rights for each other over the border, it's important for everyone's safety and freedom in the future.
Badyu Cao, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Pleasure.
Chinese-Australian political artist Badyu Cao.